Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 11th. I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in John's Gospel in chapter 4, starting in verse 43, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Then we'll move over to Proverbs, and today we start a new chapter in Proverbs chapter 10, and we'll read verses 1 through 16. Before we get started, though, I want to give us a little recap. John is zooming along in his gospel. You remember in chapter 2, Jesus does his first miracle. This is the first of seven signs that we'll see in John's gospel, where Jesus turns water into wine. Then he goes in and cleanses the temple. He meets with Nicodemus, who cannot understand what it means to be born of the flesh and of the Spirit, that we must be born again, that we must come to a spiritual understanding of who Jesus is. And then we have a really practical story of someone learning about Jesus being Lord, and that is the Samaritan woman at the well. Jews and Samaritans really hated each other. Jews thought of Samaritans as half-breeds because the Jewish people intermarried with Gentiles and they became this Samaritan race, and Jewish people disdained them. And so it was quite odd that Jesus would take his disciples through Samaria. But as you remember, perhaps, the Jewish leaders had been on the hunt for Jesus, and going through Samaria, they probably wouldn't be in Samaria. So that was kind of actually a really wise thing for Jesus to do. And when he meets this woman, he is open to her and he is willing to share with her the good news of the living water that he can provide. When the disciples come back from town with food to eat, they're so concerned. They're like, Jesus, you need to eat. And he reminds them, I have spiritual food you don't know anything about yet. And that is to do the will of the Father. That's where we pick up today in John chapter 4. We're going to be reading starting in verse 43. Jesus heals the official's son. After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they also had been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and he begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Unless you people see signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, Sir, come down before my child dies. Go, Jesus replied, your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that the boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, Yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him. Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said, Your son will live. So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. Wouldn't it be fun when we end the Gospel of John to be able to tell others the seven signs that are in John's Gospel? Okay, maybe it's not important for us to know them all, but I think it's kind of fun. The first sign was turning water into wine, and here we see the second sign is that Jesus heals the official's son. And what is so impressive in this passage to me is that the man took Jesus at his word. One of the things that is so difficult for us is worry and not knowing the future. And it's hard for me to take Jesus at his word, especially when he speaks peace over me. Peace be with you. And so today I want to take Jesus at his word and to know that when he is near, I can have peace. In the Proverbs today, we're transitioning into a new section or subsection of this book, and it's titled Proverbs of Solomon. And these are little pithy statements that pack a lot of punch. They give us ideas about what it is to be wise. And honestly, each of these 16, we could kind of stop and think for a long time about. But we're going to read the 16, and I want you to think through and say, okay, which one sticks out to me today? Which one can I grab hold of as a God shot where I see God's character, or as God impressing upon me an area where I need to work toward deeper wisdom? Or perhaps you just see the grace of the Lord abound in these verses. Proverbs chapter 10, starting in verse 1 and going through verse 16. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son. Blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The name of the righteous is used to blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise in heart accept commands, but a chattering fool comes to ruin. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Whoever winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of one who has no sense. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor. The wages of the righteous is life, but the earnings of the wicked are sin and death. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I couldn't help but while we were reading Proverbs 10 to see Jesus all over the wisdom here. Look at verse 1 again. A wise son brings joy to his father. Think about the moment when Jesus was baptized and the Father's voice speaks over him. This is my Son, whom I love and whom I am well pleased. The Son is bringing joy to the Father. Verse 2, it says, righteousness delivers from death. This is a picture from the cross. When Jesus Christ goes to the cross and dies on our behalf, he delivers us from death. And then another gospel truth in verse 12, that love covers over all wrongs. Our Lord went to the cross to cover our sin, to be the propitiation, to be the atoning sacrifice. And when we stand at the judgment seat, we don't stand in our own righteousness. We stand in the righteousness of Christ. Okay, one more, verse 16. The wages of the righteous is life, but the earnings of the wicked are sin and death. This sounds so familiar to me because I'm studying through the book of Romans. And in Romans 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The righteous one brings about life for us. Will you pray with me? Father, Jesus said that all scripture teaches about him, and we're so thankful that you have shown us today passages in Proverbs that speak to his goodness and his righteousness. Lord, we thank you for his blood, which covers over our sins. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We also thank you, Lord, for miracles that Jesus performs. And we ask, Lord, on behalf of those who are sick in our families and in our friend groups and our community who need a special touch from you today, we pray for wise doctors and for your healing touch, for you to be at work in situations that seem even hopeless. Thank you, Lord, for this community of believers. Be with us today. Remind us of your goodness and your grace. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.